Okay. I did it.
The window's open. It kind of feels like it's making a farting noise. But I don't know. What do I know about farting noises? A lot, actually. Wait, deep song. Fat cast! I know a lot about farts, actually. I've heard some pretty crazy farts in my life. Matter of fact, one time, we found out that Craig's asshole is allergic to Febreze. No, is it Febreze? I feel like it's Lysol. That was nasty. No, I think it's Lysol, though. One time, Craig would just not stop farting, yo. We're all at Jacob's old place. We're having a very bad time due to Craig's buttocks. All right? I don't know what he ate. I don't have the full backstory. I'm not sure why it was happening, but it wouldn't stop. And every single one of them was ferocious. Okay? I'm not talking about farts where you laugh at the fucking, you know, the sound it makes. I'm talking fucking move away from the area you're currently at because it's so bad to exist in that area due to the current scent of that area. Fuck. Whatever. I'm saying Craig's farts smell bad, okay? However, oh, and he launches them, by the way. Craig doesn't, like, fart and be like, I farted, you guys have to smell it. He'll fart into his own hands and kamehameha whoever the fuck is closest to him, alright? He's a fucking asshole. But, if you're out here, fart. Alright, so these kamehamehas are powerful. Shit has a purpose behind it, okay? There's a sense of fear in the room, alright? A little bit of tension. Nobody wants to get kamehameha farted, dude, alright? Everyone wants to fend for themselves. Every man for himself type of thing. So Craig, sure enough, instead of kamehameha in this one, he's going to do a quick swivel, right? Boom, bap. He's on the floor, Jacob's on the bed. Shoop. Put his ass right in Jacob's face. Launch that fart out into the fucking open area. You know, show Jacob who the boss is. You know, really dominate him. Turn him into his little sub. You know what I mean? And so, he does this, but Jacob had devised a plan. Okay? Jacob had the Lysol right next to him. So as soon as Craig put his ass in front of Jacob, Jacob grabbed that Lysol and proceeded to put the tip of it right into Craig's tiny little butthole and spray. And Craig legitimately had Lysol in his internal organs and didn't fart for 13 hours. Not a thing. I'm talking after going from every 10 minutes to nothing for 13 fucking hours before anything even remotely seeped back out of his ass. So now we threaten him with Lysol every time he starts farting too much. That's just funny. But that's all it is. I'm also stuffy. So sometimes, even though all I'm doing is talking, I have to take a breath when I do it. Not that I'm so fat I'm running out of breath from talking, hurtful, but that I'm in such state. Fuck. How do words work? But my nose is so clogged that I have to mouth breathe like Jacob. You fucking tard. But I do have to mouth breathe like Jacob. So, I think in order for me to best take advantage of... Honestly, I started that sentence and didn't have a fucking clue where it was going. I just threw together a string of words I thought sounded cool and hoped to God I'd figure out the end. But I didn't. I didn't. I did not figure out the end of that sentence. Damn. Gotta take it slow sometimes, I guess. This podcast is supposed to be about a positive energy today. I've definitely been in the trenches lately and just dealing with some shit and making mistakes and hating myself and coping the wrong ways and then hating myself and then making mistakes. A vicious cycle. One of the many that exist in life that, you know, is tough. It's tough to get out of. But I have a ridiculous support group, friends, family, and girlfriend who all love the shit out of me and are there for me. Especially my girlfriend. Holy shit. That woman is changing my fucking life. All for the better. People also think that change... So I feel like sometimes change doesn't look like change. Does that sound like the right thing to say? Because it can be tough on people who don't understand that you're changing. Because it's all inside, you know? You're playing a giant fucking mental game, you know? Who knows who actually has depression and anxiety and who doesn't? And who's this and who's that? And who's sad and who's faking it? And who's an actor and who just wants pity? And you can't fucking tell these things. You don't know these things for real. You don't. They can be faked. You only know yourself and inside your own brain and how you feel and your own self-awareness and what you can do to be the best version of you that exists. Or strive to be the best version of you. There's no perfect version of anybody out here. We're all fucking human. But the most perfect, close to perfect, or on the journey to perfect, whatever it is, you know, to be the best versions of ourselves each day. And I was stuck in a cycle of just hating myself for not being that. And I needed to kind of pull my head out of my ass, honestly. I mean, the reason I hate myself is because I feel like I know a lot. I just have a lot of experience in this life, is the best way to say it. And I know, like, what will help. Both, like, mentally and, like, you know, scientifically. Like, I literally just, like, know what will help me get out of this rut of feeling sad and overwhelmed and stressed out and depressed and all this stuff. And I know that it works because I did it for a few days at a time. You know, got a few podcasts on back to back. So much snot. You know, really trying to, like, pull this shit off. And I know it works because those days I felt great. But I didn't solve my problem. It had been 72 hours. You know, I still struggled. And I felt weak. I fell short. And that shit was fucking tough. And it was starting to hurt me. It was starting to hurt my relationship, my friends, the people I fucking loved and cared about. And I saw it. And I knew. I said, man, this is what we're talking about. You know what to do right now. You know you're going to lose your fucking friends. You're going to lose your fucking girl. You're going to lose your fucking family. You're going to lose your fucking job. You're going to fucking lose if you keep doing the things that you're doing. And you know what to do to help yourself. You know what to do to feel better. You know what to do to feel confident. You know what to do to make sure the people around you know that they love you. Or know that you love the people around you who care and love for you as well. What actions to take. I know. And I had to flip that fucking switch. It seems so simple. It seems so, I don't know, bland. But I did. I had to flip that fucking switch and tell myself, look, I'm in control. No matter how many times I fuck up, no matter what it is I do, I can't keep putting negativity back into myself by saying I can't do it. By saying I can only do this with help. I can only do this with 10 friends to support me. I can only do this with a certain amount of money in my bank account. I can only do this. None of that shit is it. Because whatever it is you have, whoever it is you are, you can do it. Whatever it is, you can do it. Everything takes a certain amount of time. It takes a certain amount of work. It takes a certain amount of strength. But it's not impossible. It's all one big cliche, inspirational Tony Robbins bullshit, whatever. But it's real. You really can do it. Whatever the fuck you want, whoever the fuck you want to be, whatever the fuck you want to chase. I love the word fuck. You can do it all. You can do all that shit. You can conquer it. You can chase it. You can accomplish it and complete those goals and dreams and affirmations that you guys all have. It's fucking possible. I'm here to say that I know you fucking can't because I've made a few of mine. Got a lot more left. A lot more. But I've accomplished a few things in my life I've really wanted to. I've done some shit in my 22 years, you know? And I've also fucked up a lot in 22 years. And that's part of the whole process. I've learned half the shit I've learned and half the shit I know about and don't do this and here's how you do that because of the times I fucked it up. I don't regret it all. I regret some of it. Some things I've done are harmful to my body, harmful to my brain. I regret a few of those. But at the same time, I'm also living presently, and all of it is a means of learning. This is me gaining experience in the real world, doing real things, having real things happen to me. And so I'm happy for all that shit. It's put me where I am today. Where I am today, I'm starting to feel much more proud of myself. It's a slow path. It's not easy. Sometimes it sucks. Sometimes you're exhausted. Sometimes your fucking back hurts. But you always feel good. You feel good. And there's stuff, there's always that extra thing you can do too. I know there's the idea of being content and like always trying not to put too much on yourself. But there's always something you can do. If you come home from a fucking softball game and your back hurts, there's ways you can go about preparing for that so that when you get home from this softball game, the back pain isn't so bad that it ruins your fucking confidence, or you're in so much pain that you can't be proud of yourself for playing that game or trying so hard or whatever it is you've done. And you could prepare for that. You know, you can have your fucking ice next to the tub before you get home. You can have your fucking hot pad in this thing that makes it hot. You can have your fucking blankets propped up. You know, there's always like a way to prepare and to be ready and to move through this life. And I believe it all requires a certain amount of work. And whatever amount of work you're willing to put in, slowly, fucking slowly, provides a little bit more comfort for you to do that work. And it's not easy. The more you do, the more your pride increases, the more you feel more confident, the more you're able to tackle more tasks head on, the more tasks that you tackle head on, you'll get fucking better at it. It's like a fucking game, except there's a lot of fucking things to do in this bullshit ass life game. It's got trash DLC and wonderful graphics. My goodness, some of this shit is just beautiful. There are some ugly fucking people, but I don't know, dude. The game dev is either a fat fucking dude or a hairy Egyptian. We don't fucking know. So all I'm trying to say at the end of the day is that it's work. It's taking action. Sweat, blood, tears, all that bullshit nonsense. It's that. And it makes you feel fucking good about yourself. And when you feel good about yourself, everything else gets easier. And on that same note, without straying too far, physical fucking health, people. Alright, there's nothing wrong with being fat, overweight, diabetic. I don't think so. Some skinny people are diabetic. I don't know how diabetes works. Fat, overweight, obese, whatever the fuck you are, or just don't like the way you look, because a lot of those fucking people exist. You can do something about it. If you quit, it comes down to the fucking work sense of it. Work and fucking patience. You know, do you fucking, I don't know, weird to throw out examples, but it's you know what I'm saying, you're in charge of that shit. Some people have medical conditions or this or that or physical this, or I live too far away from the gym, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, you have the ability. One, if you don't know what's in your control, say you have a medical condition, say you have a sickness, a this, a disease, or whatever you may or may not be, you have control enough to look into it and find out what you can do for yourself and what ways you can take care of yourself, and how people with your disease or condition or whatever it is that may prohibit you from being physically healthy on your own, you know, what can you do about that? You're not going to be the only person to ever fucking want to know. 7 billion of us motherfuckers, somebody else in your position is also wanting to be physically healthy, whether you're missing a fucking foot or you're super fucking fat or your family has cancer and I don't know. There's just, you got options, right? It's not fucking impossible. And if you are in full control of your body and all its motor fucking skills and functions, okay, you don't have to fucking hate yourself, all right? Some people just don't have the time or aren't prepared or haven't done the work or this or that, but you got the fucking ability to do something about it, all right? And with a certain amount of work and effort and sacrifice of fun and on other events and actions, you can find a way to do what it is that you want to do when it comes to your body. Whether it is just 30 sit-ups a day, making sure you set aside 20 minutes to get that done because you want that six-pack, or you want to lose that fucking belly fat and have a route you can run every morning from 6 a.m. to 6:20 a.m. and get your 2 miles in and feel good about yourself for the rest of your day and such and such. Whatever the fuck it is, even if it's, I want to have a fucking back made out of fucking muscles and I want everybody to stare at me and want to fuck me and I want to be a body presser. What? Fuck. Whatever, bodybuilder, just get fucked. Whatever it is, or you can fucking do it. The bodybuilder is like a 4 hours in the gym every day type of thing, and the, you know, losing a little bit of belly fat is the 20 minutes of running every day type of thing. But then they also have to do with dieting and how you eat and consume food and energy and fuel. I just, you know, all I'm saying is that you're in control of it. And I encourage every fucking person listening, one person or 1,000, to take control of it. Your mental and your physical health always make you feel good in the end. All right, there's not a certain amount of fucking money. Trust me. I've had a certain amount of money, and it does, and man, Money just gets you cooler coping skills. Money just pays for neater shit that people fake love you for. But it's fucking not the answer. All right, it's just not. So I do encourage motherfuckers to be out here taking care of themselves physically and mentally. It will make the rest of your life fucking easier. And deploying the hard work and effort that requires, deploy patience right behind it. And understand that all things require time. Do what you have in your control and your ability to do the most of. And let things that simply aren't controlled by you and your own actions or thoughts, let them fly freely and let them go. Because if you can't make a difference, shut the fuck up. And if you can, do it. And shut the fuck up. You know? I didn't take a lot of my own advice. I know I sound rude or aggressive, but I'm starting to listen to my own advice. It helps me feel good. I'd like to think anybody looking for genuine advice or help or whatever will take this all with a grain of salt. And I don't know. Hopefully I help a person. One. You know? Let me be out here helping one single motherfucker. And I do feel a little better about myself. And I feel prideful I'm here fucking recording this shit. Alright, whoever the fuck it is, whoever's listening, whenever you are, however, fucking, I hope you learn something, you know? I hope you take care of yourself, physically, mentally. Because all other aspects of your life, all of them, so many aspects of life, I don't have time to name them all. I'm just going to try, but, you know, I don't give a fuck. There's a lot of other aspects of life. They'll get better when your physical and your mental health increase, too. And just deploy patience to get there, people. Patience is important as a motherfucker. All right. Fat out.